Good morning, this is Jennifer James, and this is Gen X. Last week, my kids celebrated the last day of school. I vacillate between gratitude and sadness. I'm grateful we made it safely through another year, but sad that it all goes so fast. I regret that I have to focus so much energy on making a living that I'm often not able to make the life for my kids I want them to have. At least once a day, I want to sell my house and buy a place where the Cimarron River meets the Lari Stretch. I want to tell the people shoving STEM down my kids' throats to stick it where the sun doesn't shine. For those of you who don't know what STEM is, it's an acronym that stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. It pops up in political and policy debates. Everyone's worried the Chinese are going to surpass us, maybe even own us. The notion of STEM is okay, I guess. It's good to expand the reach of so-called gifted and talented programs. But just like those programs, STEM advocates have gone too far. They've undermined the value of pursuing other disciplines within the arts. They've contributed to a bias that says the only serious student is the one who can count things. So I just want to say, bite me, STEM people, and anyone else who thinks creative types don't have a snowball's chance in hell of becoming anything special at all. I was terrible at math, and I've had a great career and made a lot of money. When I was 25, I became the only writer on a team of engineers trying to figure out how to tell a story so we could save a military base and 26,000 jobs from Cold War-inspired extinction. My reports made their way to Air Force Times, to Congress. As history recorded, the Base Realignment and Closure Commission spared that installation. There is more than one kind of smart. At least once a week, I want to homeschool my kids. Abandon rote memorization and ridiculous paperwork. An open field will be our laboratory. We'll hunt for bugs all day long and sketch the landscape at sunset. I wish they could learn through failure instead of being diminished by it. There is so much evidence that schools don't meet the educational needs of kids. Unstructured play for young children is sorely undervalued. The ACT is a patently unfair way of selecting students for the best colleges. And how can a teacher sustain passion-based learning with nearly 36 students in her classroom? How long until we figure out that science and math cannot stem the tide of our failures? In 2007, the Rhode Island School of Design began leading the STEM to STEAM effort. They suggested we add an A between the E and the M. A is for art. The movement honors different kinds of intelligence, like logic smart and word smart, nature smart and picture smart, music smart and body smart, and thank God, people smart. Of course, if you are really smart, then you didn't need me to tell you any of this. This is Gen X on KOSU, and this is Jennifer James.